When it came to the Atlanta School Board elections, some voters, like Suzanne Mason of Cabbage Town, cast ballots for
anybody that wasn't incumbent.
Several, like Mason, said they think it's time for a fresh start. Voters made that clear in the District 1 race, where incumbent Brenda Muhammad lost. Voters also sent Board Chair Reuben McDaniel into a runoff. McDaniel said he's prepared for a tough race.
We've had a lot in the press about the Board of Education, and I do think that generally there's some anti-incumbent feeling out there. We have 4 new board members anyway. It's going to be a new board.
That's because 4 incumbents decided not to run. Now at least 5 of the board's 9 seats will be held by new members. One of the new board's biggest tasks will be choosing a permanent superintendent who can work with the board and help the district rebuild in the wake of the cheating scandal. Martha Dalton, WABE News.